The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
When the president says something like the pandemic is over and everybody better get in line. Instead, what they did all day long is try to undermine him and say, well, he didn't really mean that because we need all this money to be flowing to the causes that we care about.
The only way to get the president to react to the open border, because CBS spoke to him for 60 minutes and it never came up, is to send migrants to his doorstep.
And if we want to solve this unprecedented border crisis, we need Donald Trump in 2024.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Uh-oh. The polls are showing Republicans are gaining in the aftermath of, or in the midst, I should say, of illegals being flown to liberal enclaves and then seeing the liberal meltdown. Uh-oh, it seems to be an effective tool. Uh-oh, it's not going well for the Democrats. 48 days to go. The midterm election countdown continues. Are you ready? For the next 48 days, welcome in. We got a lot to break down on this Wednesday, September the 21st, 2022. Remember a few weeks ago when the President of the United States called you and me fascists and a threat to democracy? You know, we're evil people. Well, what do you do with evil people? I guess you eliminate them, right? You have to exterminate them. Did you hear what happened in North Dakota? You probably didn't because it's not a big story in the mainstream media. What a shocker. If a Trump supporter ran over a progressive, a Democrat, with his car because he didn't like the Democrats' politics, think it would be a pretty big deal in the mainstream media? What do you think? Certainly in Charlottesville, we're still getting media coverage of the monster who drove his car into a crowd of protesters and murdered a young woman. We still hear about that, right? Because that was an attack against somebody who has a political point of view that somebody else disagrees with. Well, according to court papers filed in McHenry, North Dakota, what happened to 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson wasn't some random, just drunken, fatal accident. It was due to the young man's political beliefs. This young man, Kaylor Ellingson, was evidently a semi-fascist, a MAGA Republican, a Trump supporter, a young conservative, and allegedly that infuriated 41-year-old Shannon Brandt, who chased this young man through the streets of McHenry, North Dakota. And he mowed the kid over with his car, killing him. Well, prosecutors and the police and court papers showed that the man who murdered this young 18-year-old Trump supporter targeted the teenager because he was part of a Republican extremist group. Now, I go back to Joe Biden. And a few weeks ago, where he shockingly told the nation, half the country, is fascistic. Half the country is evil. Americans who don't see the world the way he does are evil. Because fascism is evil. No other way to put it. I can't sugarcoat this. There's no way to dance around the possibility that there's a connection between an American president denouncing millions of us and a 41-year-old cretin allegedly ending the life of an 18-year-old man because of the 18-year-old's political beliefs. Think what would be happening right now if Trump denounced half the country the way Biden did, and then a Trump supporter killed a Biden supporter. Think what would be happening, right? It's all you'd hear about. You wouldn't hear anything about illegal immigration or the illegals being flown to Delaware. Or all it would be Trump killed the 18-year-old. But the mainstream media being the mainstream media, you won't hear a word about this. You may see it on Fox News or One America News or Newsmax. You'll hear about it maybe on talk radio or townhall.com. You won't see it in the mainstream media. You'd know where the guy lived and worked who mowed over the 18-year-old. You'd know about his wife and kids. You'd know everything about him. You'd learn his blood type. But no one will know about this guy. And after all, it happened in sleepy little McHenry, North Dakota. So, you know, what can happen there? You know, the only thing I'm shocked about is my numbness to what's happening in this country today. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. Maybe you'd like to take a crack at this story. Have you heard about the 41-year-old who told the police he mowed over an 18-year-old because of his politics? He was an extremist Republican. I know one of those, I guess one of those MAGA Republicans that Joe Biden has such disdain for. The President of the United States. Now, I know we must be careful about connecting a politician's rhetoric with an act of violence. But you do know what would have happened if the political shoe was on the other foot. Prove me wrong. 1-800-655-MIKE in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join me. I'd like to get your reaction to this story, whether you have or haven't heard about 41-year-old Shannon Brandt being charged with murder, killing an 18-year-old MAGA Republican named Kaylor Ellingson. Did you hear about the story? Do you know about the story? Do you think it's fair to remind Americans about what Biden has said just a couple of weeks before? Or is that unfair and unreasonable? I'd like to get your honest opinion of this. Join me here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE. Push 1 to come on air. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. Or you could text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, 800-655-6453. Hope you join me.
You jam our talk lines every day, and we're glad you do. So if you have something on your mind and you can't get through, leave us a voicemail. Call 800-655-MIKE and press option 2 to get it off your chest and maybe on the air on the Mike Gallagher Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
When the president says something like the pandemic is over and everybody better get in line. Instead, what they did all day long is try to undermine him and say, well, he didn't really mean that because we need all this money to be flowing to the causes that we care about.
The only way to get the president to react to the open border, because CBS spoke to him for 60 minutes and it never came up, is to send migrants to his doorstep.
And if we want to solve this unprecedented border crisis, we need Donald Trump in 2024.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Well, here's a headline that ought to get your attention. Illegals are suing Governor Ron DeSantis. That's right. People who break the law came across the border and wound up being flown to Martha's Vineyard have filed a class action lawsuit. Against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. A nonprofit organization is representing the Venezuelan immigrants. That's the polite way of calling illegals illegal. They were exploited, you see, for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial, and political interests. Boy, that was quick. I thought lawsuits took a while. I thought it takes a while. You meet with the attorneys. They, you know, spend consultations because they got to rack up those hourly fees. Let's see. When were they shipped to Martha's Vineyard? Last week? All of a sudden now the lawsuit's been filed in court? There's a word for that. It's called chutzpah. That takes some gall, doesn't it? And the hits just keep on coming for the Republican Party. While this issue has exploded and the mainstream media has been forced to cover it, Governor Greg Abbott's lead over Beto O'Rourke has expanded. Nationwide survey from NBC shows Republicans are holding a commanding advantage on the issues of border enforcement and immigration. And now, a new poll, brand new poll out. I think the Dallas Morning News has Abbott up by 11 points over Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke and other Democrats are livid over this illegals being sent to Tony Martha's Vineyard or Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, or Kamala Harris's mansion. I'm telling you what, this is absolute perfection. Absolute brilliance. You got this goofy sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, and he's an activist. He's an absolute activist. He's not even a cop. I don't even know. The people of San Antonio have got to be just blown away at this sheriff. He's the guy responsible for keeping the community safe, Bexar County, Texas. Have you heard about this guy? Oh, he's a piece of work. He's a piece of work. Tucker Carlson, as usual, had a splendid breakdown of all of this. And as Tucker pointed out, it's hard not to continue to be amazed by this story. Check out Tucker's monologue last night when he talked about Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have. That they were promised work, they were promised the solution to several of their problems. We do have the names of some suspects involved that we believe are persons of interest in this case at this point, but I won't be parting with those names. I think, to be fair, I think everybody on this call knows who those names are already, so I won't be naming any of them.
That's appalling and shocking for any law enforcement official, a guy who carries a gun and has a right to shoot you, to be parroting Biden administration political talking points in front of a camera. That man should be ashamed. That is completely over the top that he would say something like this. This is all crazy. We're being invaded, and now they're talking about prosecuting Ron DeSantis because he sent 50 people to Martha's Vineyard to immediately deport us so they wouldn't get in the way of the food and wine festival? True craziness.
It is true craziness that the invaders are now suing a governor like Ron DeSantis, who might very well be the 47th president of the United States of America. I don't know what's going to happen. No idea. But I know this story has changed things. This story has certainly moved the needle for Ron DeSantis because Republicans and Democrats alike are looking at this guy and saying, yeah, that's pretty brilliant. And why is it brilliant? Simple. Jesse Waters at Fox News explains why it is perfectly brilliant.
We're live on the ground waiting for a plane full of illegal immigrants to land nearby Joe Biden's million-dollar beach house in Delaware. The only way to get the president to react to the open border, because CBS spoke to him for 60 minutes and it never came up, is to send migrants to his doorstep. He finally said something about the illegals being dropped off where he vacations today.
I'm sending migrants to Delaware. Do you have any comment or response to that, sir?
You should come visit. We have a beautiful shoreline.
DeSantis isn't going to Delaware. It's not a swing state. But every news camera in the country went. Have you ever seen this many reporters at the southern border? No. The flight's too far and it's dusty. You don't win Pulitzers at the border. Plus, the humidity messes up your hair. Trust me, I know. The only way you can get the media to cover the border is to bring the border to the Northeast, where it's a short drive from all of their bureaus. And the journalists, quote unquote, can be back home that night for dinner.
He's right. The only way to get Americans to be aware of this is to do precisely what Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and Republican governors are doing. That's all they can do. And they're flailing. The Democrats are flailing about. You want to know who looks like the biggest clown of all these days? Gavin Newsom. The governor of California. Newsom leveled his latest attack on Republican governors yesterday. He was at a climate meeting in New York because, of course, he'd be at a climate meeting in New York rather than governing the state of California. He said at the Clinton Global Initiative meeting, quote, those conservative governors out there, Greg Abbott and others, they're as dumb as they want to be, and they're just doubling down on stupid, and we will not follow their path. You want to know how brilliant Gavin Newsom is? I found out from my friend Joey Hudson in South Carolina that Gavin Newsom is buying billboards in South Carolina urging South Carolinians to come to California so you can have an abortion. I'm not making that up. You can check it. You can look up the story. Joey and Peg Hudson saw a billboard in South Carolina denouncing South Carolina's abortion restrictions and urging people to flee to California. And Joey did some digging and found out Gavin Newsom is buying billboards in 7 red states. You want to talk flailing? You want to know what desperation looks like? That would be it. Can you imagine the taxpayers of California being willing to spend money on a billboard in South Carolina? I know South Carolina. I live there. I spend a lot of time in South Carolina. You know what South Carolina's reaction would be? Good riddance. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out. Go live in California so you can have an abortion. Imagine that. Imagine that. Big headline in the New York Post today. The state escape. And they've got a Florida license plate on the cover of the New York Post in big bold letters. See ya. A record number of New Yorkers switched their driver's licenses to Florida last month, breaking the record. As more and more people are seeking lower taxes, no vax mandates, better weather, a better quality of life, fleeing New York for Florida. Well, as somebody who did exactly that, I can confirm it's true. Normal people aren't going to put up with insanity much longer. And I like what's happening with this illegal immigration story, and more illegals are going to be sent to Rehoboth Beach, a couple of minutes from Biden's million-dollar beach house. More and more illegals are going to be sent to Martha's Vineyard. More and more are going to be sent to Washington, D.C. And Hispanics are being described as swing voters by Axios. Well, if that's the case, I can promise you Hispanics like exactly what they're seeing, and they're going to vote more and more for Republicans. 1-800-655-MIKE, our toll-free number as we welcome you aboard. We're 48 days away in the midterm election countdown clock. Let's get your take on all of it. 800-655-MIKE here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Illegals are suing Governor DeSantis. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Salazar is criminally investigating the Florida governor because he sent illegals to Massachusetts? Holy cow. What do you make of all of it? I hope you join me to tell me. 800-655-MIKE. Gavin Newsom buying billboards in South Carolina to urge South Carolinians to flee the Palmetto State to go get abortion access in California. This is like right out of a movie, right out of a weird novel that hopefully will have a happy ending. And that happy ending comes with a big red wave and a huge Republican victory in 48 days. 1-800-655-MIKE. Join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
When the president says something like the pandemic is over and everybody better get in line. Instead, what they did all day long is try to undermine him and say, well, he didn't really mean that because we need all this money to be flowing to the causes that we care about.
The only way to get the president to react to the open border, because CBS spoke to him for 60 minutes and it never came up, is to send migrants to his doorstep.
And if we want to solve this unprecedented border crisis, we need Donald Trump in 2024.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
When I watched Joe Biden's dark, divisive, ominous speech bathed in blood red on the outside the Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which is where we'll be in a couple of weeks. We're going to be in the city of brotherly love on the battleground tour. All the Salem hosts get together. We go from city to city, hold rallies, a pre-midterm election rally in your city. If you're in Detroit or Tampa, Phoenix, I can't wait to get to Phoenix. By the time I get to Phoenix, you'll be waiting. We are ready for the big Battleground Talkers tour. And the location in Philly, the Fuge, already sold out. My pal Carol Healy was telling me yesterday they sold it out in about 2 days. 1,000 seats, gone. You don't want to put this off. Go to battlegroundtour.com. We need to post a list, Tracy, in here so I can see, because I'm trying to do this by memory. It starts Thursday, October the 14th, right? And then that's Detroit. Detroit is Thursday, October 14th, then Tampa, or October 13th, rather. Then Sunday, Tampa. Monday, Orlando. And that's going to be what? That's the 16th, I think, in Tampa, 17th. Then Atlanta, then Philly, sold out, sorry, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Cleveland, Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to be at Embassy Suites there, I think in Scottsdale, if I'm not mistaken. For details, go to battlegroundtour.com or go to mikeonline.com. We have it posted there at the top of the page. Or you can just text us the keyword tour to 1-800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back the information about the big Battleground Talkers tour. You'll see all your favorite talk show hosts, Gorka and Gallagher and Hewitt and Prager and Tatum and Kirk, Metaxas, Prager. I miss anybody? I don't think so. It's going to be a lot of fun. And everything kicks off in Detroit. Come out and see us. Just text the keyword tour to 1-800-655-MIKE. We'll send you back the link or go to battlegroundtour.com. We won't be going to North Dakota. Kind of wish we would. I'd like to put a national spotlight on something that happened to a young man there who was allegedly killed because of his political beliefs. Now, back to Philly and Biden's really, really dangerous speech where he vilified and demonized half the country. And he's referred to MAGA Republicans as semi-fascists. Fascists. You call your political opponent a fascist when you have the bully pulpit of the White House. You call half the country who didn't vote for you a threat to democracy. So when an 18-year-old man gets run over by a 41-year-old man, and the 41-year-old man tells authorities he killed the 18-year-old because he was a, quote, Republican extremist, unquote, what do we do with this story? Is it in the mainstream media? Not a lick, not a word. Barely a blip on the radar. Fortunately, Jesse Waters covered it last night on his show on Fox News Channel.
Joe Biden says MAGA Republicans are the country's most dangerous threat. But we're learning of what appears to be a politically motivated murder in North Dakota. And it's not a semi-fascist Republican who may have blood on his hands.
This is 41-year-old Shannon Brandt. He's charged with vehicular homicide after he chased down and ran over an 18-year-old with his SUV early Sunday morning. That teenager's name is Kaylor Ellingson, and a GoFundMe page has been started to financially support his family in their time of need. But this was no ordinary hit and run. Brandt admits to killing Ellingson over a political dispute that allegedly occurred during a local street dance. According to court documents, Brandt told a dispatcher that he killed the teenager because he was, quote, part of a Republican extremist group, and he was afraid they were coming to get him. Court documents paint a different story, though. They say Ellingson called his mom twice while Brandt was chasing him down. And by the time his poor mother arrived at the scene to pick him up, it was too late. Brandt appeared in court on Monday where he was held on a $50,000 bond, but he objected, saying he has a family to get to.
I have a job and a life and a house and things that I don't exactly want to see, you know, go by the wayside. Family that are very important to me.
Yeah, family's important to everyone. And Kaylor Ellingson was brutally taken from his. Over what? Politics. Some 40-year-old man feels threatened by a teenager because he thought he was an extremist Republican? Less than a month after Joe Biden smeared Republicans as a threat to America? Could you imagine if this happened the other way around, if Brandt killed a Biden voter over a political dispute? It'd be front page news all over the country.
Can you answer Jesse Waters' question for me? Could you imagine if this happened the other way around? This crime happened in North Dakota less than a month after Joe Biden smeared Republicans as a threat to America. If this guy in North Dakota had killed a Biden voter over a political dispute, what do you think would be happening? Now, we need to be very careful about a story like this. And I believe in responsibility. And I believe that we got to refuse to be reckless. A young man is dead. An 18-year-old's family is grieving. A 41-year-old who wants to go home to his family because, you know, he likes his loves his family. He's accused of killing him because the young man was a Republican extremist. I don't blame Joe Biden for the actions of this 41-year-old man in North Dakota, but there ought to be some accountability for calling half the country evil fascists. And the president of the United States did that just a few weeks ago. What's your response? Let me get your take. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We have an open line just for you. Kind of weird day on the phones today, too, because we're seeing real spotty phone calls, and that's very rare. I don't know if there's a phone issue, but make this the day you let your voice be heard loud and clear on the Mike Gallagher Show. If you've ever held back, make it a good day to call the show. 1-800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air with me. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. You can text us your comments as well on the MyPillow text line at 800-655-6453. But however you get here, get here.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com.
Mike, yeah, I heard about the young fellow that got run over on Fox, and I've heard about it on your show, and I've heard about it on Joey's show. Not on the mainstream media, though. You're right. They cover up for everything that makes the Democrats look bad.
Oh, wait till you hear what YouTube tried to do, or what they did do, to this radio show. And I'm going to break it all down for you in a few minutes because I am really, really intrigued about election interference when it's done by big tech. There's been a recent court case. The Supreme Court might be hearing, you know, this content moderation crap needs to be addressed once and for all. And when I found out that this radio show was restricted from YouTube, a video that was posted from a segment from this show yesterday that was a legitimate news story, it makes me a little bit crazy. So I wanted to turn to one of the experts. And Craig Stanfill is an author who writes about big tech censorship, and this is right up his alley. We'll talk to Craig in just a few minutes. But first to your phone calls. 800-655. My Todd's in Chicago. Hey, Todd, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. So what do you think about what Jesse said about the shoe being on the other foot, and what would the media be doing if this guy in North Dakota had killed a Biden supporter?
Well, we all know what would be happening. We know that it would be the front page story of every newspaper in America. It would be the lead story on every nightly newscast. And but I got to say, you know, I agree with almost 100% of everything you say. I love your program.
Thank you.
But I wholeheartedly disagree with what you said, where you said you don't hold Joe Biden accountable. I think
not accountable,
Joe Biden,
not responsible, not accountable. I get the account, but responsible. You can't blame Biden for the death of one guy.
I think if you ask yourself, if Joe Biden had not made that divisive, horrible speech, would this man be alive today?
Well,
my guess is he would be alive.
Put the shoe on the other foot. If a Trump supporter committed an act of look at January 6th. Let's go apples to apples. I mean, the left and the Trump haters blame Trump for the riot on the Capitol on January 6th. And it wasn't.
And they're going to blame Trump. They're going to blame Trump for everything.
Right.
They're just going to blame. And I, you know, and Trump said, don't riot.
Yeah, he said peacefully protest. But you can't have it both ways, though. You have to understand if Trump's rhetoric, and listen, this is a guy with lots of colorful language. He pulls no punches. If somebody commits a horrible act of violence, look at Charlottesville. They blamed Republicans for Charlottesville and the guy who ran over the Antifa protester in Charlottesville, Virginia. Remember that? Remember that young lady who was killed by the guy who drove his car into the protest? They blame Republicans for that.
Absolutely. And the media, we're never going to win. We're never going to win the media over. We're never, ever going to win them over. They are what they are. They are going to say what they are going to say.
Right.
But, you know, and we might be splitting hairs with accountable, you know, the words accountable versus.
I just think we ought to be better than them. I just think we should be different than them. And I do agree with you about accountability. And I'm not trying to let Biden get off the hook. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's wrong to blame a public figure, a politician like a president, for one act of violence towards another man. But for the media to bury this story or to look the other way is so wrong. And it's so hypocritical. And again, as another caller put it, they'll do everything they can to try to prevent Democrats from looking bad. This battleground tour, let me break it down real quick because I want to go through the schedule. We now have an updated schedule. I want to share with you what's going to happen. Thursday, October 13th is when I start in Detroit. I'll be on stage along with Hugh Hewitt at the San Marino Club along with Daryl Wood, who's one of the great hosts there on WDTK, The Patriot, in Detroit. Then Sunday in Tampa at the Brian Glazer Family JCC on Howard Avenue in Tampa, I'll be on stage with Brandon Tatum and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Incidentally, Wired Differently CEO Todd Saylor, who's a great guy. So I spoke to him yesterday. He's one of the big partners of this tour, and he's going to be with us in a lot of these cities. Monday in Orlando, Faith Assembly Church. This is Monday, October 17th. I'll be on stage with Dennis Prager and Seb Gorka. Then Tuesday we go to Atlanta. We'll be at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. I'll be on stage with Prager and Gorka again. Wednesday, October 19th. Sorry, it's sold out. I understand the station, though, is having a contest for some lucky listeners to win tickets. But right now, no tickets left at the Fuge. Chris DeGaulle, Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka. Then Thursday, October 20th, Pittsburgh. I'll be at the Green Tree Double Tree by Hilton, along with Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, and Brandon Tatum. John Steigerwald is going to be the MC of the event on Thursday. And then Friday in Columbus at the Genoa Church in Westerville, Ohio, Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, Brandon Tatum, and yours truly. And then Phoenix. Can't wait to see you in Phoenix. Let me give you those details. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. Brandon Tatum, Mike Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, Alfredo Ortiz. For tickets, go to battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com, or just text the keyword tour to 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back the incomplete schedule. Get tickets. Again, Philly's already sold out. No tickets left at the Fuge, unfortunately. They had a 1,000-seat venue that sold out in about 2 days. I have a feeling all of these venues are going to sell out. So if you want to see us, I'd love to, especially, I can't wait for Phoenix, because I love my Phoenix audience, and I love 960 The Patriot and Jim Ryan and the team. And that's going to be Sunday, October 23rd, to wrap up the big tour. Again, go to battlegroundtour.com or mikeonline.com or text the keyword tour to 800-655-MIKE, and we'll see you on the Battleground Salem Talkers Tour 2022.
From Eric Clapton's 461 Ocean Boulevard, Little Mainline, Florida. Our buddy Mike Gallagher took an airline to Florida.
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I would. I'd have taken a stagecoach to Florida at this point. I am out of New York. Goodbye, New York. Hello, free Florida.
DeSantis country.
Yeah, and, you know, this is wild. I mean, DeSantis is perfecting the art of Trumpism and positioning himself perfectly to run in 2024 if Trump doesn't want to run. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I think people in their heart think they know what's going to happen.
They do.
But they don't.
They do?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, which is
great. They do.
And what would that be?
I don't have the guts to say it. I'm not going to say it.
No. It doesn't have to be.
You know.
I know.
You think Trump's going to run in 2024?
I have absolutely no idea. And I don't think anybody else does either. Maybe.
Well, what's your gut tell you? Especially with what's emerged. Think about Trump right now with all this talk about what's happened with the illegals being flown to Delaware and Martha's Vineyard in D.C. This is a Ron DeSantis production.
No doubt.
But it's a Trumpian idea.
Of course.
Don't you think President Trump is sitting there at Mar-a-Lago saying, gosh, that's brilliant? You know what I mean?
Well, he is. Okay, but let's channel Trump. He probably feels justified and bolstered by the fact that America is seeing the ill wisdom of sanctuary cities, seeing that the immigration issue that meant so much to him is being highlighted every day by governors like DeSantis and Abbott. But deep down, do you think that Trump is stewing a little bit, the notion that somebody else is enjoying a massive spotlight and that maybe this is helping people say, love you, Mr. President, love you, Donald Trump, but it might be DeSantis's time?
I mean, we know his personality, and let's put it this way. He's not exactly a guy who likes to share the spotlight.
Nope.
So reportedly, now I don't pay any attention to what they, I mean, yesterday there was a report out where he supposedly said he didn't like Nikki Haley's complexion. Oh, shut
what?
Up. Yep. They did. He didn't like the color of her skin.
Okay. Where's that from?
I think the Washington Post.
Okay. It's that
John Kelly, that disgruntled former chief of staff, and supposedly he heard somebody who heard somebody who heard somebody say that Trump didn't like the complexion of the skin of Nikki Haley, that she looked bad for him.
Okay, the reason I ask is because this might be one of many, 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 many turdlets to come out of a new book called The Divider by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser.
That's where it's from. That's what it's from. Baker's book. Yeah. That's what it was.
And I wish they had just The Divider. I wish they just named the book, and pardon me, I said this on Twitter last night. I wish they just named the book Trump, Miserable Bastard. Because then at least they'd be honest. The Divider, what does that even mean? Who's the last president who united Bush at 9/11, FDR in World War II, God bless both those guys, but that wasn't about them. It was events that did that, and both of those presidents had plenty of haters. Everybody that comes after Trump is, oh, he's so divisive. Name me a president who wasn't divisive. Obama, please. Biden, please.
Biden's doing great. Oh, Biden's really uniting us. We're all on the same page these days. You heard they were saying, let's go Brandon over in the U.K. They had people in the streets of the U.K. Have you seen that video?
On the Queen's funeral procession
route? The Queen's funeral procession, the beast was driving down the street, and people in the crowd were yelling, Brandon. Let's go, Brent. Let's go. I want to hear that with a British accent. So here's the bottom line. I don't know what is going to happen either. None of us do. I've got somebody on my team, Tracy, who predicts that Trump and DeSantis have already made a behind-the-scenes deal.
To do what?
They're going to run together, and that's why neither talks about the other.
Not going to happen. Because
I don't
know. Ron DeSantis is, okay, Ron DeSantis is not interested in being anybody's running mate. So they're not going to run together unless there's one way to do this, and that is if there is a primary and they're both in it and they're slugging it out, and maybe there are four or five other unfortunate souls in that primary too that all get steamrolled. Pence, you know, Tom Cotton, Mike Pompeo, God bless, you know, everybody in there. But Trump and DeSantis are the last guys standing, and Trump manages to edge out DeSantis the way that Trump edged out Ted Cruz in May of 2016. And then and only then does DeSantis say, all right, sir, good battle. Let's team up. Let's do this together. That's the only way that happens, and
I don't want to see any of that, because the last thing I want is Ron DeSantis going to war with Donald Trump during the primary season,
or vice versa. I mean, because,
well, that's what I mean. I don't want to see them,
because when Trump beat up, okay, this is funny. I mean, we love Ted Cruz.
Bad move.
We love, but Trump went after Cruz, but there was always, you know, Lion Ted, Little Marco, the various things that he, I mean, you know, what everybody just knew that was sharp elbows. Nope. So,
that doesn't fly. Ron DeSantis doesn't get called lying anything and then roll over.
And
I'm not saying Ted Cruz rolled over, but I am saying Ron DeSantis is a different personality, and he is. I know people in Florida. He is absolutely large and in charge. This is not a wallflower. This is not a guy who's going to suffer that easily. No, the last thing we need is Trump and DeSantis butting heads in the primary.
That's the worst case scenario. Trust me on that. So we got you there anyway, didn't we, Mike? Is this you thinking in your heart of hearts, thank God for Trump, thank God for Trump, thank God for Trump, but sir, do us a favor and continue to do your thing from private life?
No, I mean, I'm not there yet either. But what I'm saying is this immigration move changed a lot of things.
Yep.
First of all, I believe this is going to secure the red wave that we expected was going to happen.
The pendulum is swung back. Yep. Believe me,
Hispanics are watching this. You know, Axios, the Washington Post, they had a whole bunch of coverage this week about Hispanics being the so-called swing voters. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're swing voters, they're watching the Democrat hypocrisy over Martha's Vineyard, and they're saying, you know what, I'm voting Republican. Mm-hmm. This did nothing but secure more Republican momentum, and I think we're going to take the House and the Senate. And I believe Ron DeSantis will get credit for that. Greg Abbott to a lesser extent, but DeSantis, let's face it, is front and center.
And you know who, who knows it?
Let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
And that may have squeezed out Mr. Trump in terms of consideration on his part. It's going to be his decision, Mark. His decision.
And that's why
he might say,
go ahead.
And all the momentum right now is with DeSantis, it feels, with this thing. And if DeSantis gets credit for a midterm red wave, it's going to be hard to stop him in 2024.
And if Trump decides to play golf and hang out with Melania and that 7-foot kid of theirs, God bless Barron. I mean, I asked him this. I literally asked him this just ahead of his appearance with Bill O'Reilly at the AAC. When he was on the show, I said, sir, I know you're not going to tell us anything. We're not going to make any news. But let me just ask you something. If you imagine continuing to take up space rent-free in every one of your tormentors' heads, and through social media or rallies that you'll continue to do, or appearances on shows like mine anytime you wish, and you just continue to be in many ways the most important political figure in America anyway, is it such a bad thing to think about doing that from Mar-a-Lago instead of from the White House? And he said, it's not the worst thing. And that's not me saying that I somehow have inside intel that he's not running.
And Lisa is an important figure in your life. Denise was an important figure in mine. Mm-hmm. Melania is an important figure in his life. Do you really think Melania Trump wants to go back to Washington?
No.
And that's not a small factor. No, so, it's not. And by the way, I got a couple text messages. There was a texter who reminded me of that just now. Mm-hmm. And I've got another texter. Would you please study and understand a president and a vice president can come from the same state? Yes, that is such a myth. Yes. People don't understand that. Somebody just texted from 540 area code, president and VP cannot come from the same state. Yes, they can. That's a myth. That is false. DeSantis and Trump can run together. Read it. That's not the, you're misinterpreting, and that's fake news. Now,
final thing on DeSantis. Even the Washington Post knows of his ascendancy, and DeSantis derangement syndrome is already, you can already feel it in the last few months. But they are now saying, you're right, they are now saying that DeSantis is meaner than Trump, that he is more ruthless than Trump, and they are actually finding ways to give backhanded compliments to Trump in an attempt to demonize DeSantis. The Washington Post now said that Trump at least had an occasional rounded edge, an occasional sense of humor. He sort of went about the whole thing with a wink and a nudge. DeSantis is ruthless. He's a shark. This is their attempt to ruin him at the outset. Go ahead.
Well, but I will tell you this. There's merit in that. There is truth to that. Trump has a personality that is so unique and so compelling. And Ron DeSantis is a very serious guy. And so I of course they're trying to ruin DeSantis, and they're going to be brutal. DeSantis just put a bigger target on his back with this illegal immigration, you know, migration thing. But I will tell you, I've met them both. I've spent time with both of them. I've spent more time with Trump than DeSantis. Mm-hmm. DeSantis is, I mean, Trump is utterly charming,
convivial,
delightful,
glad-handing, yep.
Warm. DeSantis is none of that. That's not Ron DeSantis. Yeah. Now, having said that, it might be, to quote Mark Davis, maybe it's Ron DeSantis's turn, because maybe America's ready for a guy who rolls up the sleeves and gets it done, and there's not a lot of the personality traits that come with a larger-than-life Donald Trump. I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to bail on Donald Trump. I'm never going to abandon him. I'm never going to forget the 4 years of success that we had. But I do see the sands are shifting. Now, I got to get this off my chest before we run out of time, because mm-hmm. I am so fired up about something. You know, I have told my team I despise big tech and what social media giants are doing to impact elections. You know, Liz Cheney wants to fret about 800 boneheads on January 6th. What about what YouTube is doing to impact the outcome of an election? And let me give you a close-to-home example. Mm-hmm. We got one of our videos. We post videos from the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble, on MikeOnline.com, all these different platforms, right? Truth Social. Because we stream the show. We video stream the show every day.
Right.
And if you go to MikeOnline.com or you go to the Salem News Channel, which is this TV network that we've sort of created that all the network shows are on, The Salem News Channel posts videos from the shows on YouTube. I don't, because I despise them, and they keep restricting us and they keep censoring us, right? So I'm like, guys, forget it. I don't care about YouTube. Well, corporate-wise, Salem News Channel posts videos from the show. Mm-hmm. They restricted us yesterday. Dear Salem News Channel, we've reviewed your content and determined it may not be suitable for all viewers. Video, Mike Gallagher Show. Democrat policies encouraging violent crimes are destroying New York City and America. It was my commentary of the violence that we saw on the news channels from the guy with the hatchet.
Of course.
They They restricted us because of that, Mark.
Okay.
And there's and I said to my team, because I don't quite understand how this works, and we're going to try to get somebody on the show today who can get into the nuts and bolts of what actual election interference looks like. Hear me out. Just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop story as covered in the New York Post, we are 48 days away from the midterm election. The last thing YouTube and those pimple-faced punks sitting in cubicles at Silicon Valley want is for people watching the channel and seeing what Democrat policies are doing to cities like New York. So they censor us without an explanation. There's no explanation about this, Mark, because I said, what did we do wrong? We played clips from the news. Mm-hmm. We played clips from CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, and I made a comment. What, my commentary that this kind of violence inspired by Democrat? There's never an explanation, even if you appeal it, and that's by design. Now, could you not argue that they are attempting to interfere with the outcome of an election?
Of course they
by
are.
By censoring a position that is a viable one?
Of course they are. That's today's left. The left that used to stand for open debate and welcoming all people and having it out in a vigorous arena of opinion. That sense of liberalism is long, long gone.
I'm reading from YouTube. If a video contains violent or graphic content that appears to be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, it's less likely to be allowed on YouTube.
Disrespectful toward whom? The guy with the hatchet?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
All right.
Now, hey, Liz Cheney, instead of worrying about those 800 boneheads, why don't you worry about the real interference of an election? This is dangerous. This is chilling, and it's infuriating, and we're going to be all over today on the Mike Gallagher.
We are ready. He is there on the radio. He is there for you, and he's there with us every morning, which we so love. Mike Gallagher today at 10, soon as we're finished, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.